There seems to be a serious issue right now. Isaiah Thomas is, we've been getting caregivers, a lot of fraud caregivers and cases lately. And I just got had a call from a caregiver, James Hines, who's onboarding for Sophia Coleman and also for Bernadette White. And I just spoke to him and he's like, this is kind of shady, you know, that he's been talking to this Isaiah guy from Nice and Noble Solutions Home Care Agency. He gave me his number and he said that they gave him, they had him sign a waiver saying that a percentage is going to go to them as the agency because they coordinated the care and they gave him a routing number and bank account information to give us to submit the pay. Like, this is bigger than...
There was an agency, Nice and Noble?
Yes. The guy's name is Isaiah Thomas. I said, I know an Isaiah Thomas because he's a client, but I've never worked... We don't work with other agencies.
You can check the... what's it called? You can check... A place for mom is Nice and Noble, which is a huge company.
Yeah, a place for mom, but that wouldn't be... Yeah, and it's the same phone number we have that he gave me is the number for this Nice and Noble Solutions Home Care Agency through Isaiah. It's the same number as we have for him as a patient.
As Avi would say, I just want to make sure I understand. Okay. Isaiah Thomas is a client.
Isaiah Thomas is a client. Apparently, he's bringing over cases, hiring outside caregivers, putting them attached to these cases. We're onboarding them, but they're submitting the direct deposit. They are using the pay information from this bank that this guy's giving them. This guy's taking a portion of the pay and then paying them.
Do we have multiple caregivers with the same direct deposit in?
That I don't know. I'm going
to
look at that.
Easy way to check. What is the account number? Let me just...
Well, he said it was... he didn't give me that information yet.
Well, do we have any of the caregivers that we're worried about? Do we have any of
the... It's the one that you told me not to hire. What was her name?
The one that the state called about?
Yeah.
Super, super funky.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right. It sounds like it's a big scam going on, and we're in the middle of it.
They're sending them to other home care agencies and then trying to get a portion of the pay?
Yeah.
Just super weird.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about, like, pennies, probably.
I mean, this is the fifth case, so I don't know, I mean, that they're finally catching on about. So I don't
and
know if
who,
it's Penny.
Who told you about this?
The caregiver, James Hines, because he doesn't like to play games, and he finds it very sketchy, and I was just like, I don't understand, and we're a legitimate agency, you know, we're not...
100% very sketchy.
Yeah, but this is very sketchy. I said, and I appreciated him telling us everything.
The weirdest thing about it, I would say, is that it's actually not illegal based on what I'm hearing.
Oh.
The caregivers, there's nothing stopping. Ask him if he could send any of the paperwork he signed. If he has any copies, if he could send any of it.
All right, I'll ask him.
I would love to see something.
All right.
And then we'll maybe put pressure on the client that's with us.
All right, figure this out.
Yeah. Keep me posted if you hear anything else.
Also, I will.
Run this by
Avi.
Is operational. No, yeah, run this by Avi.
All right.
Okay?
Yep. All right. I'll talk to you.